We begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos, daf Mem Aleph. We begin the Amid Aleph. We begin the Taste of Maschotis. Begins the words of the Gemara. Pshit de Lenaga. Obviously, he didn't touch the male member. At the time, like we learned the Braisa. There's the Oimer Vechulu, which Tais comes to explain that even the Chacham who disagreed with Eliezer, they don't permit to touch the male member only when he's urinating, so that it shouldn't have the consequential problem that it looks like he's a Kurish Shavcha. That is the Gemara brought that Reb Zera said, he says, I saw Bevo, that he put his hand by his lower region, by the male member, but I don't know if he touched or not. The Gemara says, obviously he didn't touch, like our Tezid Masl quotes, because Rabbi Eliezer says, whoever holds his male member in the urinate, say, as if he brought a marble to the world. Now, Tezid, for wanting a question, even though, what I mean, the Rabbanan disagree, and they say it's actually permitted to hold on to the male member while one is urinating, and maybe Rabbi Bevo held like the Chachamim, as the Gemara brings a pair of Kaliyad and needed that for Gimel Medalv. So as Tais says, no, even the Chacham only permitted because of a concern that people might say that the children are illegitimate children, that it shouldn't look like the father could not have fathered them because there was some urine on his feet. So to prevent that, so he could hold it up so that it could spray further, because they're going to spread rumors that his children are mamzerim, illegitimate children from a different father, therefore they permit, but not urinating, like in this situation where he was not urinating, rather going to bathe himself, then obviously that's the Gemara's question that according to everyone, one would not be able to touch the male member. The next test, the Masl test begins the words of the Gemara, Rochatz v'loy sach, that if someone bathes and he doesn't anoint himself with oil, so the text comes to explain that the bathing is before the anointing. That is, the Gemara said, if someone bathes and doesn't anoint himself, it's like water on top of a barrel where it doesn't go inside. So it's not so efficient if you just bathe yourself without anointing, which that goes, like in Yiddish, called into the baina. So the text says, v'leger sinan, and the text is not to say that if he bathed and he didn't anoint himself me'ikara from beforehand, meaning that as if the anointing should be before the bathing. Because as Tais says, Dabakuli Shas, we find the whole Shas, that Rechitza Kaidim Sicha, that to the contrary, the bathing is before the anointing. Kedam Perakam the Kedushin, like we find the Gemara Kedushin of Chabez Mabez, which talks about one of the ways of acquiring a servant, a slave, is with Chazaka, and that's as one of the ways is Rachatzai Sachai, if he goes and he does acts of servitude, where he goes and he bathes the master and he anoints him, you see that it puts the bathing before the anointing. So do we have a crux, we have a pasuk that says, Vrachatzta Basachta by Rus, where the Nami told Rus that you should bathe yourself and you anoint yourself, you see that first comes the bathing and then the anointing. However, says Tyson, Miu Kra, the pasuk, we could reject the proof. And we could say, Ikal Ukmi, we could say that, yeah, there it had bathing before anointing because that was Besicha Shaysa Miskashetas Asmalariach Taib. That anointing wasn't like as if that gets the cleanliness of the person, which maybe that, you're right, is anointing before the bathing. There, the anointing that was to give her a good smell, and that was trying to allure Boyaz to her. Oh, that's why there she couldn't have the anointing first. Because then the bathing she would do afterwards would remove the good perfume and smell she has in her, and therefore she told her to bathe and then anoint herself, and therefore that wouldn't be a riot to the proof they were trying to say, that in general it's rachatz and then sach, and not sach and then rachatz. The next test of Masl begins the words of the Gemara, Mulyar Hagarif. The Mishnah said that the mulyar, which is a certain type of a pot that has coals in the inside, when it was shoveled out, then chase him into the Shabbos, then you could drink from it on Shabbos. Just going to explain what's the reason of the prohibition of drinking from this antichi in contrast to the mulyar on Shabbos. Now, as the Mishnah told us, that the mulyar, this type of kettle pot, that is shoveled out from the coals inside of it, so then you could drink from it on Shabbos. But antichi, even if you shoveled out the coals, you cannot drink from it on Shabbos. So Pirshbuk and Rashi explains, what's the difference? It says, by the mulyar is lafisha ein mois of hevel. It does not increase the heat when you took out the coals. El mishamar mekayim chayim shalem, it just maintains the heat that's inside of it. So therefore, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Whereas vantichi, this other type, afila grufi, when you shovel out the coals, ein shayis demenu, you could not drink from it on Shabbos. Lafisha mois of hevel, because it increases heat. And therefore, we know that generally, whenever you have atman of a double mois of hevel, the Rabbanim made a gzeira that you're not allowed to drink from it. Shemayat b'remet here too by the antichi in contrast to the moyer. Says Taisa ve'einir. This does not seem to be the correct interpretation. As Taisa brings many different proofs. First of all, he says d'leishaych le'migzah b'mais of hevel. It's not appropriate to make a gzeira of something that's increased the heat. Elabat mana, something that's insulated. Gzeira shemayat b'remet. That's the halacha. It's a decree that you might come to conceal something in the hot coals, and then you might come to be mechat b'gechalim. But here, it's not hatmana. It's not insulating something. It's just keeping the hot water on top of the or on the side of the of the of the coals. So it's not insulated by it, and therefore we don't have the gezeirah shemiyat beremtz. Void. Moreover, the deichik leime. It's difficult to say. The masnit nairi kasha asa iser. Our Mishnah would be talking about only when you did a prohibition, because that's what it is. You're saying that if you were matmin, so to speak, it's not really atmana, like Teresa pointed out, but davar meitziv hevel, oh, then we're saying you can't drink it. But that means to say the whole case is only when you did the violation of being matmin davar meitziv hevel, even on Erev Shabbos. Void more of another point, says Teresa, the antichi is the Mishnah is telling us, you're not allowed to drink from it in any situation, which is afil bahasha. Even if you just left it on there, which is because, like we're saying, it's not from before Shabbos. The problem is ve'ila hachzitznan. If you learn, which was the discussion in the beginning of the parak, naflamivav mebeis regarding the opening Mishnah, we had a question regarding when it says by kirish esiku begavas ve'etzim layitin la'taychat shi'gur begitam. There was a question in the Gemara: does layitin mean layisho? Does it mean layachzer? According to the version that says lahachzitznan, which Taisa actually says la halacha like Chananya, that according to that opinion, mashna filabay nagar. If you're allowed to do shia on whatever it is, even if coals are not shoveled out. So if so, then even if dantichi is so to speak nagar v'katim because it's still hot, even when you shove out the coals, but still she is permitted, as we find by Akira that's nagar v'katim. So how are we saying that it's forbidden to do shia in the santichi? But moreover, if that's really the reason why the Mishnah said it's forbidden to drink this water from that tichi, because it increases heat, even though it's from before Shabbos, well then tikshul Rav Rav Yosef, then this should be a difficulty in Rav Rav Yosef, because the Shar L'El, they permit, as we brought previously in the Vlamet Chesem and Alf, they say, what happens if B'shachach Kader Agab B'kira? Let's say someone forgot. He did Shia. He left the pot on the stove. Well, Bishul B'Shabbos is cooked on Shabbos. They say that avagav deloy nizbash lebekamayich ben desoy, even if what was left on from before Shabbos was not even cooked, even the third cooked, even if it was done deliberately, it's going to be permitted after the fact. Yet here we see after the fact, which is what this whole halacha of the antichi, that's forbidden to drink from it on Shabbos. So rather, v'nir kapish or avre paris, says Taisus, seems to correct the interpretation of avre paris, that actually it's a different halacha. It's not regarding like the laws of shihi and atman the way Rashi says. Mulya hagarev, what does it mean, this mulya that was shoveled out from the kol shayistim and the Shabbos you could drink from it on Shabbos? Of course, says Taisus. Taisus says, there's no problem about shihi over here. Yeah, as Taisus brought many rye, no problem of b'maisav helvel, because that's only about mana. Here the halacha is, shemaizgen hamayim chamin b'yayin. What does it mean that you could drink from this mulya hagarev? It doesn't mean the thing itself. It means say you could dilute this hot water with the wine, which they used to do in Talmudic times. Why? Because the hot water is not so hot from the mulya, like we said. That precept obviously Taisa agrees to. But since it's not so hot, it's not going to be shi'isbashal hayayim and amayim shemezgin l'teicha. The water is not going to cook from the hot water that you're pouring into it. Avantichi, in contrast to antichi, afa pisha gufa, even when you shovel out the coals, ain't shesem, and you cannot drink from it, meaning to mix it with the wine. The fish antichi yesh behevel yaisa, because antichi is very hot. The wine's going to cook from the hot water when you're pouring it in. The chemash b'yushalmi, that this is the interpretation, not a halacha b'shia and atman, the way Rashi says it. That's permitted to be done, and for sure after the fact. But it's regarding now when you want to mix it with the wine, it's a problem about bishul for the wine. That's the interpretation of Rav Pyrrhus, what is the difference between the mulya, which is permitted, and the tichi, which is also.